My name is Bradley Maston. I am the pastor at Fort Collins Bible Church, and I've been bagpiping for the last 7 years. I was officiating a wedding some 8 years ago, and I heard this magnificent noise when it was a bagpiper at the wedding. When I heard that, I was immediately locked in and engaged, and I found out what it did for the ceremony, what it did for people's attitudes, how it encouraged us, and it brought us to the, brought me to the point where I realized I had to learn how to do that. I had decided to take the pipes out because of a post that I saw about a tradition wherein bagpipes were used in times of war or hardships to commemorate another day passing. And I thought that was a really fascinating tradition when I found out that various pipers were going out to celebrate and show kind of a show of solidarity for the various essential workers, the people who are putting themselves at such great risk to keep society going, whether it be delivery drivers or mail personnel and health workers, of course, who are just the front lines to this crisis. I thought if the least I could do to give people a sense of community and encouragement, and particularly to encourage those who are putting so much at risk, just to know from a distance how thankful we are and how much we appreciate what they're doing. Not everybody likes bagpipes. They're loud and they're kind of non-traditionally tuned. They're just a very unique sound and pretty shrill. And yet what we've seen is as we're piping, people will come out of their houses with their cell phones and taking pictures and clapping and talking to their neighbors, again, from the distance of their driveways. I found that every time that I return home, that my neighbors will all be out. We have a couple of medical workers and essential workers in the cul-de-sac, and it's a way to be close and feel community without being too close. It's therapeutic to know that something that you do, something that you love, can help and encourage someone else. That in and of itself has a tremendous therapy. It's helpful for me as being, you know, reasonably extroverted after a fashion, to know that even though we're separated, that we're not separate, that we're still a community, that we're still neighborhoods, that we're still built of people who are united by good things and who love good things. We're still imbued with hope and courage and life.